News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The amended Defamation Act 2013 was approved in the House of Representatives last Tuesday. The bill, which seeks to replace the decades-old slander and libel laws, was passed with bipartisan support. Attorney General Patrick Atkinson says a key feature of the bill is the abolition of the distinction between libel and slander and the establishment of a single cause of action to be known as defamation.
There was an action existing in our law called criminal libel. This has been abolished by Clause 7 of this new bill. It recognizes that libel or slander or defamation in any form is a matter that should be dealt with in the civil courts and not in the criminal courts.
Additionally, the bill introduces provision for the media not being liable if it innocently disseminates information from a reputable source, and also replaces the defense of justification with the defense of truth. Construction is to begin next month on the establishment of 3 diagnostic and care centers to cater to students with special education needs in rural Jamaica. The diagnostic centers are being constructed at specified teachers' colleges across the island.
Construction is starting in December at Sam Sharp, and we have existing space at Church Teachers College, and we expect to have space also at Case, at Pastor Gardens, and so we're now sourcing equipment for all 3 centers.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. The center should be up and running by the end of the first quarter in 2014. The Ministry of Labor and Social Security is taking steps to strengthen the overseas employment program in Canada and improve social and cultural relationships between workers and residents of Leamington, Ontario. Labor Minister Derek Kelly met with Leamington Mayor John Patterson in an effort to diffuse growing tension about unacceptable behavior among Jamaican farm workers and to strengthen protocols for the program. Of the 7,800 Jamaicans employed annually in the Canadian Migrant Worker Program, approximately 1,200 are engaged in the production and harvesting of vegetables and other crops in Leamington. The minister's visit to Canada comes ahead of the 2013 annual review meeting of the Canadian Caribbean Seasonal Agricultural Program to be hosted by Jamaica in December. The implementation of the Government of Jamaica, the GOJ Adaptation Fund Program, is set to be completed within the next 3.5 years. The program operates under 3 components: increasing climate resilience of the Negril coastline, enhancing the climate resilience of the agricultural sector by improving water and land management in select communities, and the creation of a disaster risk atlas.
We will have sensitizations throughout all the communities as implementation proceeds. So we should complete our implementation activities by December 2015, and then the following 3 months to March 2016 will be our wrap-up and evaluation period. The Adaptation Fund has granted us resources to the tune of approximately $10 million. We have already received 35% in hand.
Adaptation Fund Program Manager at the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Sheila MacDonald Miller. And the National Parent Support Commission, the NPSC, is working with the Family Court on an initiative that will see parents receiving counseling and training instead of facing prosecution in certain matters. Executive Director of the NPSC, Dr. Patrice Charles Freeman, says the initiative, currently being implemented on a small scale, seeks to instruct parents on aspects of parenting recommended by the court.
If you think about it, rather than go through a fine and take your child away from you before putting a child back in a home under certain negative circumstances, it's better to know that at least you've provided some form of education for that adult in the home as far as parenting is concerned.
Parents and guardians will be required to show that they have successfully completed the training. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.